to update you on the volcanic activity of the week. I'm one of your hosts, Corinne Jorgensen.
And I'm one of your hosts, Alessandro Muso. We are two PhD students at the University of Geneva, excited to follow the lives of our favorite volcanoes and learn more about volcanoes along the way.
In the next 10 minutes, we'll give a quick update on some of the new and interesting activity this week, and then we'll focus in on one volcano.
AKA, we are sort of like obsessed with Mount Etna right now.
Anyways, we hope you enjoy. It's March 6th at the time of recording, and here's a brief update on what volcanoes erupted this week. But before we get started, a disclaimer that Alessandro and I will almost definitely pronounce some of these names wrong, so we're really, really sorry, and hopefully with time our pronunciation gets better. So, starting up off in Europe, in Russia, in the Kamchatka region, Klyuchevskoy was busy this week. On March 3rd, a new cinder cone was reported around the northwest fissure vents, with material reaching up to 50 meters high and causing phreatic eruptions when interacting with the ice. This resulted in the creation of this new cone. For the rest of the week, there's been explosive activity continuing from this volcano, with ash plumes reaching up to 4.9 kilometers.
But we should remain in Europe, because also Krýsuvík in southwest Iceland increased seismicity on the Reykjanes Peninsula this past week. The last eruption was over 700 years ago.
Now, the big news of the week from Asia is, of course, Sinabung. On March 2nd, a large collapse of the lava dome, which has been active this past week, generated a massive pyroclastic flow, which traveled up to 5 kilometers from the central vent, associated with a 5 kilometer tall ash cloud as well. January to March has been generally quite busy for Sinabung, with 37 explosive eruptions and several small pyroclastic flows, though none have been quite as big as this event. And thankfully, there has been no reports of fatalities or injuries.
Also around in East Java, there have been ash advisories and near custom submit explosion from the Asian caldera complex. Possible ballistics up to 2 kilometers from the main crater.
In Asia, there's also been several ash advisories and continued activity from Sumeru, Ibu, Sakurajima, and Suwanosjima, as well as there's been an alert level raised for Pinatubo, so it got raised from 0 to 1 on March 4th due to some unrest, so this unrest being small earthquakes and a slightly elevated CO2 flux. So that'll be interesting to watch the next couple weeks.
Let's fly in America, where Pacaya in Guatemala erupted on March 3rd and began a particularly exciting period with eruption from the McKinney crater, with bombs reaching up to 500 meters tall and ash plumes consistently around 3.4 kilometers tall. An eruptive fissure also opened on the south-southwest flank, 200 meters from the summit, and has produced a lava flow that is bigger than 1 kilometer. On March 4th, there was a recording of a lava fountain, and since then there has been almost constant activity at the summit, resulting in ash plumes.
So we had some new activity from Vina Minoth this week in Alaska, which had a small eruption on March 5th with some minor ash plumes. As well, in the rest of the Americas, there's been some continued activity in ash plumes resulting from Popocatépetl, Fuego, Sengue, Reventador, and Sabacaya. Now, of course, these aren't all the eruptions that happened this week. Notably, we're missing Mount Etna, which we're going to talk about at length now. But also, there's been some other eruptions. So if you want to learn more, we highly recommend you going to volcanodiscovery.com or the Smithsonian Institution's Global Volcanism Program, which also we would like to shout out because that's where we do our research from, and we highly recommend it. Okay, great. So now we're going to talk about Etna. So Alessandro is what I like to call our resident Mount Etna expert.
It's not true.
It is true. So Alessandro did both his master's and now he's working on his PhD, both about Mount Etna. So he knows a lot about Etna, which is good because then I can ask him all of my Etna questions.
I think that Etna is a mesmerizing volcano to study.
She is beautiful.
Yeah, she is. But just start to have a little bit of geographical, how can I say?
Knowledge, yeah.
Knowledge. Monteverna is located on the eastern flank of Sicily in Italy. And with its 3,300 meters of elevation and a covering area of about 1,250 square kilometers, Monteverna is the largest European volcano and also one of the most currently active volcanoes in the European region. Recently, the southeast crater, one of the summit craters of the volcano, is putting on a show in the words of Marco Neri, an expert in volcanology of ENGV, the Italian National Institute of Geophysics and Volcanology. The southeast crater, also known as SEC, is the youngest of the four summit craters of Monteverna. Its formation started in 1971, and it was the most active crater since the 1978. The current activity of southeast crater starts the 16th of February, and it's probably not finished yet. Till now, the activity consisted in an impressive series of 9 paroxysm events in less than 19 days. What do you think about that, Corinne?
I think it's very spicy. It's very exciting. So what is the things that blew my mind when you told me about them with Etna and its timing and how this relates to previous eruptions?
Yeah, it's not the first time that Monteverna behaved like this, with this cyclical paroxysm. More than once happened in the history of southeast craters. Monteverna erupts basically every year.
Mm.
But also in 2000 and 2011, southeast craters start this super, I don't know.
The rhythmic events, yeah.
Yeah, with cyclical lava fountains separated by one day, 1-2
years.
It's super cool. Yeah, and also what is super crazy for a actually basaltic volcano is also the eruption power of some of those events. For example, the 23 between the 22 and 23 of February this year, so yesterday, it's not yesterday, but some days ago. Yeah, the lava fountain reached more than 1.5 kilometer in height. And this is impressive.
That's crazy.
With a subplanean ash plume.
Wow.
Yeah, that's totally crazy.
So when it erupted like this in 2000 and 2011, like, how long did it do this for? Did it erupt like this for, you know, a few weeks, a few months, a few years?
Yeah, the 2011 one was a little bit different. I want to go deep inside it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the current eruption of Etna really reminds me of the 2001.
Mm, okay.
Where we have this first period where Etna erupts basically every day for 1 month, 1.5 months.
Okay.
And then the intermittency, the repose time between an eruptive event and the other start to increase. So it's not every one day, but every 15, every 10 day.
Okay.
Yeah. And then it stops, but the eruption lasts around 1 year.
Wow. Okay. It's pretty crazy. And there was some particularly spicy times.
Yeah. Well, the first period was super spicy because we have, like now, you know.
Yeah, yeah, lots of lava flow fountains.
And also in April, we have a super powerful event.
So to really lay that out, what happened in 2000 was Etna was doing pretty much a very similar behavior to what it's doing now. And it actually started in February as well, which to me, I'm like, whoa, okay. Not only is Mount Etna like doing her own cyclical thing now, she's also like, this happens in February. Like, this is my time of the year.
Yeah.
This is when I make my big shows, which, incredible. Love Mama Etna. But this means that there's a small part of me that hopes and dreams that in April is when the big show's going to be. If that's true, we cannot say. We cannot say. Neither of us do any forecasting
it's
work.
Not predictable.
It's definitely not predictable. But I will dream about this.
I don't know if the people who live nearby have now been a super...
Yeah, they probably are not. Yeah, this is the struggle. You're both really exciting and wanting big eruptions, and also you're really not because you care about the people who live near them.
It's also true that we never have to say anything, but the summit crater eruptions never affect that much the villages around them now.
Yeah, that's
it's
good.
More that, The most of the hazard is about the flank eruption. Because they can produce large lava flows that can reach these villages. The lava fountaining activity usually is something that is not going to eat the population.
Okay.
But yeah, anyway, no one can say or knows that. So, some days ago was raining ash and stones.
In the city of Catania, which is just a few kilometers away from Edna.
30 kilometers.
It's pretty crazy. Yeah. Anyway, so that's the update from Edna this week. We'll continue to watch and see what happens. Both Alessandro and I think are living by the tremor report. And they kind of do a stop, drop, and find our phones or laptops whenever the tremor is starting to go up to watch along. So we'll give you the update on what happens next week. And if you're curious about Mount Etna, we highly recommend you Google some of the eruptions from this past week because they've been incredible.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Yeah, also there are some live camera on the summit of Etna. You can follow. You'll just type live camera.
It's the best one I recommend is Local Team En Directa. I'm saying this with a really bad Italian accent.
They have really, really fancy videos.
Yeah, they're beautiful. Yeah, it's incredible.
High resolution.
Yeah. Also, the morning after we recorded this on March 7th, early in the morning in European time, there was a 10th event with more lava fountaining at the southeast crater. So stay tuned for what happens this week.
Thanks for listening. We'll kind of watch and to spend this
time with us.
Few minutes with us,
If you're interested, we have social media, hopefully by the time of the recording. and hopefully our Instagram handle is Volcano Watch. And maybe we have a Facebook and Twitter by now too.
Maybe yes, maybe not.
We hope you guys have an incredible week and stay curious.
See you next time.
Okay, now what? The podcast. We could take that part out.